When it came to creating a vision of the computer games of the future for his Oscar-nominated film Her, director Spike Jonze knew exactly where to get some ideas and some images. He turned to Irish animator David O'Reilly, a cartoon prodigy whose short animations and videos have won him a list of awards longer than a stretchy cartoon humanoid's arm. For Her, which tells the story of a love affair between one man and his operating system, O'Reilly created a foul-mouthed imaginary 3D game, Alien Child, a notable bit of unsettling grit in the film's super smooth future. Culturefile's Liam Geraghty, ably assisted by his OS, Eve, gave Dave a call at his LA base.
Okay, let's see.
Hello, Liam. How are you today?
I'm good, Eve. How are you?
Never better.
That's good to hear, Eve. I'm going to do the interview now. Can you contact David O'Reilly for me?
Sure thing. Contacting Los Angeles. Connecting. User connected.
Hello, hello, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hey, David, we can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly, yeah. I'll just make sure we're still... Yeah.
Are you ready to go, David?
Yeah, all's good.
Eve, can you play the music? David O'Reilly got started in animation at a really young age. He was 15.
There was an ad on the radio for young Irish filmmakers, and my mother heard it, and she said, you can't stay in the house this summer. I think I spent the last summer playing video games or something. She said, you have to go out and find, or just do something like this, and it was perfect. And so I went along there, and I said, what kind of stuff are you interested in? And I said, drawing and stuff like that, or anything that didn't involve physical activity. And luckily, Cartoon Saloon just opened up like 2 days earlier, the floor above Young Irish Filmmakers. So I just went by there and I saw, you know, a room full of guys just drawing and thinking about art and watching movies, and it just felt like home. So I hung out there. I was there every summer and every day after school. I just hung out there all the time.
David was 18 when he left the Kilkenny-based animation studio, but during his time there, he began experimenting with 3D animation.
Well, I started doing animation right as 2D animation, traditional animation, was being phased out. So I was interested in drawing and all this stuff, but you could sense that 3D was coming in, and Pixar started putting out movies every year. And I think my initial draw was just sort of seeing that happen and knowing that 3D was going to be the way forward. What's happening now with 3D is sort of similar to what happened with, you know, painting at the turn of the last century, where as soon as photography comes along, you can suddenly do all this realistic stuff. With animation, or at least with 3D, there was this push for realism, and then, okay, you know, you realize that can be done, and then you want to figure out what else you can do with it and where else it can go.
And where it would go is something David has totally pushed the boundaries of with his 3D animated shorts. They're incredibly unique, funny and touching, and, well, bonkers.
Well, you know, Ireland has a fairly deep culture of, you know, absurdism and realism and, like, you know, the craziest stories you can imagine. So I think my stuff is probably tame in comparison to, you know, to Joyce and Flannery.
His most recent project was directing the animated video game sequences in the Spike Jonze film Her, starring Joaquin Phoenix and Scarlett Johansson.
I started working on the movie Her last year. Actually, the year before last, I was finishing up, I was working at Cartoon Network, and I got a call from one of Spike's assistants and said, would you be interested in this thing? And I said no, because I was going crazy on another project, and then sort of talked to my friends about this thing. I said, you know, I got this call from Spike Jonze's assistant, and then they said, you're crazy, you know, you're insane. So I followed up, and then I was brought on board initially just to storyboard certain scenes. I was doing that for a while, and then I was asked to direct the same scenes and take on, I think in the beginning it was about 8 minutes of animation in the movie, and then that got cut down a bit to, I think it's four and a half minutes in the final movie. And they're basically video game sequences that Joaquin Phoenix plays at various points in the film.
Good morning, Theodore.
Good morning.
You have a meeting in 5 minutes.
You want to try getting out of bed? Get up!
You're too funny. No, you're
living. I was lucky enough that Spike had seen... someone showed him a short I did called Please Say Something. And he had seen that and liked that. And he definitely wanted to do something different to a sort of normal video game. The movie is set in the near future, so there wasn't sort of any particular need to look at current video games and see, you know, to take inspiration from them. We wanted to do something that was simple, stripped down, not too techy, because, you know, technology in the film is sort of not shown in a very exposed way. So when it came to doing this game, we wanted to just kind of fit in there and, you know, feel like a kind of normal part of the world of the film. So yeah, I mean, the reference, there wasn't really much reference other than just verbal guidance from Spike and the kinds of things he liked and didn't like. So partly it was just doing what I normally do in 3D, and partly it's just trying a few things, seeing what he likes, and then going back and changing stuff around. But yeah, it was a good collaborative process.
After spending so long animating the video game in the film, David says he would like to try and make one people could play in real life.
Yeah, I think video games are great. I would love to work on one or make one at some point. When I started doing 3D, the software I was using had a little game engine in it, and I started making some things in that. And this is like, I don't know, 12 years ago or something. But whatever happened, I just kind of found myself getting into movies and wanting to make shorts and stuff like that. So it's only recently where I've kind of, it's just pretty incredible what games are doing now, especially in the independent games world. So at some point, that would be, I think, a really cool thing to do.
Is this the end of the interview? Should I stop recording?
Yeah, that's it, Eve. David, thank you so much. That was great.
Thank you again for getting in touch. That you'll have to edit out a bunch of garbage. And I tend to say ooh and mmm a lot.
I took the liberty of removing those in real time.
Oh, boy.
Would you like to hear them?
Sure, you can play them.
Liam, David, and Eve, not played by Scarlett Johansson there, meeting in the Mid-Atlantic ether, and you can catch David O'Reilly's work on Her in cinemas from today.